Shakespeare's first publications featured a picture that would become his brand. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Douglas Brewster, professor of English at the University of Texas at Austin, examines a picture worth a thousand Shakespearean words.
When Shakespeare first arrived on the scene, he had a little help. His two early poems were printed in London by an old friend from Stratford-on-Avon named Richard Field. My research has discovered something about these books that's been staring at us, literally staring at us, for over 400 years. If you were holding these books at the time, you'd see not only a female name in large print, Venus and Lucrece, but also something very striking, a beautiful printer's ornament with a woman's face surrounded by flora and fauna. I found out that Field's ornament was not only French in origin and style, but became associated with Shakespeare owing to these best-selling books of poetry. We could call it the Elizabethan Shakespeare brand. Now, one of the best pieces of evidence for this brand function comes from yet another Stratford boy named Thomas Green. Green tried to make it as a poet in London. Unfortunately, he didn't have Shakespeare's talent, but his book of poetry used the same ornament so that it would look like Shakespeare's first two books. Later, Green would live with the Shakespeares in Stratford and actually named his children Will and Anne. Why does this matter? It tells us that Shakespeare was important in Elizabethan London earlier than we thought, and that his first two books of poetry were much more influential than we knew. It also tells us that while we're used to thinking about Shakespeare as a writer who painted pictures with words, those words put on their best face with the help of a friend and with the smile of a gorgeous picture, also in ink.
That was Douglas Brewster of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
A love-struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade.